I'm John Mowinkle with today's Radio On The Go Sports for Tuesday, November 28th. Here's what happened on Monday in girls basketball. Forest City beat West Fork 57-24. Boys basketball, Rockford defeated Clarksville 61-51. Here's what's happening today in girls and boys basketball doubleheaders. AGWSR will be at Wapsie Valley. Applington Parkersburg will be at Sumner Fredericksburg. That'll air on 99 The Wave with pregame coverage beginning at 6:05. Belmont Clemmy will be at Bishop Garrigan. Clarksville will host Dunkerton. Dyke New Hartford will host East Marshall. Grundy Center will be at Denver. Hampton Dumont Cal will host Nevada. North Butler will be at Northwood Kensett. That'll air on 104.9 KLMJ with pregame coverage at 6:05. And South Hardin will be at Olwine. Boys only action, Iowa Falls Alden at West Marshall. The Applington Parkersburg basketball teams will travel to Sumner Fredericksburg for the first varsity doubleheader of the season tonight. The Falcon boys will begin their season after last year's 21-3 finish and will have a somewhat new-look lineup with the lack of a typical big man. Head coach Aaron Thomas says keys this season will be a fast tempo and an increased emphasis on physical defense.
We're going to have to defend as a team, you know, be different. We're going to have to be very aggressive if the ball goes inside on how we defend that. We're going to try to not let the ball inside. And that's just different. It takes some time. You know, we played Cedar Falls in the Hall of Pride scrimmage, and they're 6'9", 6'7". They brought another 6'7" kid off the bench, and then they have Jake Peters, who's 6'4" and going to Nebraska as an offensive lineman. So that was a good test. We weren't perfect by any stretch against Cedar Falls, but I think the guys saw, okay, we got to be even more help side than what we were. So that was a good test for us against a quality team that we won't see people that big and, you know, hopefully not that talented throughout the year.
Sumner Fredericksburg will begin their season after finishing 9-14 last year. They returned four regular starters, including top scorer Jamison Howard and leading rebounder Callan Wilharm. Thomas says the season opener will be a battle of teams with contrasting styles.
They have very good athletes from just watching them in football. I know they're going to be hard-nosed. Coach Quigley always teaches toughness. They're going to try to get after us. I know in the past, you know, we haven't played him the last 2 years. He always tries to take away a player or two, so I wouldn't be surprised to see a box in one or a triangle in two. And, you know, they're going to try to disrupt our tempo and slow us down and do those things. But it'll be a good test. We're going to have to be disciplined. We're going to have to play physical and be active. And, you know, for us, it's going to be first true varsity night for some guys, and we'll see who responds and who steps up.
It'll be the first meeting between the teams since the 2020-2021 season. The Falcons have won every game in the series since the Cougars joined the NICL in the 2014-15 season. The number 9 and 2A Falcon girls are 1-0 after a 55-22 win at Hampton Dumont Cal in last week's season opener. The Falcons shot 43%, but look to improve on the 26 turnover performance. The Cougars are 1-0 after a 68-35 win over Charles City last week. Senior center Isabel Elliott dropped 43 points on 19 of 26 shooting and secured a double-double with 14 rebounds. The Falcons won 53-46 when the teams met in last year's regular season finale. Myself, John Mowinkle, and Brian Boozman will call the doubleheader on 99 The Wave. Pregame coverage will begin at 6:05 p.m., followed by the tip-off of the girls' game at 6:15. The Dyke New Hartford basketball teams will host East Marshall for a North Iowa Cedar League crossover doubleheader tonight. The Wolverine boys will look to build on last year's 10-13 finish with three returning starters. Second leading scorer and assist leader Colin Meester will be joined by fellow returning starters Devin Lotz and Jace Jensen as head coach Alex Tagto enters his second season with the program. Tagto says eliminating cold stretches will be a key to success this year.
We were up and down a lot last year when we had games where offensively, you know, we were efficient, we scored it well, we had games where we weren't. So just that consistency to where we're not so up and down. We want to know what we're getting out of our guys. We want them to play as a high level as possible, but not at the expense of having really big lows that follow them. So that's really our focus, just to be consistent, everybody on the same page. And I think we can do that, and I think we're right there to be able to do that. So hopefully we see that, you know, in the first couple of weeks of consistency of being efficient offensively, and if we can do that, I think we'll be in good shape.
East Marshall returns four players who played significant minutes on last year's 7-15 team. Senior guard Landon Newroth is the top returning scorer after scoring 13 points per game on 49% shooting. The number 1 and 2A Wolverine girls are 1-1 after a 49-48 loss to number 2 and 3A Solon on Saturday, and have been battle-tested throughout two games against fellow-ranked opponents. Peyton Peterson has scored 22.5 points per game on 66% shooting, and Jaden Peterson has scored 19.5 points per game on nearly 71% shooting while collecting 12 rebounds per game. The team will strive for better ball security after committing 18 turnovers against Solon. East Marshall is 2-0 after wins over Colo Nesco and Colfax Mingo last week. Morgan Newroth has scored just shy of half of the team's points, averaging 25.5 per game on 51% shooting. The Wolverines will look to take advantage at the free throw line, as the Mustangs have committed nearly 20 fouls per game. The doubleheader will begin at 6:15 p.m. The Grundy Center basketball teams will open their seasons tonight at Denver in a North Iowa Cedar League crossover doubleheader. The Spartan boys bring back four starters from last year's 16-6 team, with only the center position to fill. Double-digit scorers Jalen Kirkpatrick and Tiernan Vokes are back for their junior seasons, and several others with heavy varsity experience will cycle in to provide ample depth. Head coach Brent Thorin says finding the best lineup combinations will be a work in progress.
Experience is one thing, but it's, you know, now you start playing with combinations and that type of stuff. It's going to take some time, and I think for right now, that's our biggest question mark, is that what's our right combinations? What is our rotations that we're going to run into? What's it going to look like? What's our positions, you know, for people, the best position to put them to be successful? I think those are our biggest things right now. We have a lot of confidence in the guys that we have.
Denver has two starters back from last year's 10-14 team, including leading rebounder and second leading scorer Talon LaFrance, who scored 10.1 points per game last year. Thorin says going on the road for a season opener is always a challenge.
Denver lost two or three guys off of their team that was very good last year. I know that in the junior class, they have a Talon. He's been playing quite a bit. He's a very good player for them, and they'll return some size on the inside as well. We're going to go on the road for the first time to open the season up. You know, it's never easy. You're just hoping that you have enough stuff in to where you can be very competitive.
The Spartan girls went 11-11 last year and returned four regular starters from a team that finished the season much better than they started. Carly Willis scored nearly 16 points per game on 48% shooting last year. Ellery Luring averaged nearly 12 points per game and was the steals leader. Four starters are back from last year's 10-14 Denver team, but Grace Hennessy, the only double-digit scorer, graduated. The Cyclones may benefit from the contributions of Bailey and Grace Mullahan, who have joined the team after transferring from Wapsie Valley. The doubleheader will begin at 6:15 p.m. inside the Cyclone Center. The AGWSR basketball teams will play their first doubleheader of the season at Wapsie Valley tonight. The Cougar boys will begin their season with an objective to make strides toward notable improvement after last year's winless campaign. Head coach Riley Shipper says with four returning starters and several others who made varsity appearances last year, defense and ball security are two of the most important factors.
We've got to defend better. Last year, our default was just to play and go in zone and stand around. We don't want to do that as much. You know, we want to change it up. We want to be able to change it up within the game, switch between our man and our zone, and, you know, throw some pressure at some teams every once in a while. And we've got to cut down on turnovers. You know, most importantly, the live ball turnovers. The live ball turnover leads to an easy bucket a lot of times on the other end. So, you know, if we make a mistake and throw it out of bounds, or, you know, we tip a rebound out of bounds, that's okay. We can always get back in our defense. But, you know, the live ball turnovers that lead to the easy baskets, or, you know, lead to us getting a foul because we're chasing something, we've got to cut down on it. That's what our focus has been at practice, and I've liked what I've seen.
Senior Gabe Niederhoff was the leading rebounder and second leading scorer on last year's team, and is projected to lead the team in scoring this year. Wapsie Valley will have a new look team. Each of last year's starters graduated, and only two returning players accumulated significant varsity minutes last year. But Shipper says Wapsie Valley and veteran head coach Marty McCowan always provide stiff challenges.
It's really hard to develop a game plan against Coach McCowan. You never know what he's going to come out with. He's not opposed to just leaving a guy open and saying, you got to make shots. So, you know, we've got to put a ton of stuff in. We've got to be ready for a ton of stuff. You know, we've got to be ready for box, triangle. You know, heck, he may not even guard three guys and just guard two. You know, it's one of those things where you never know what's going to happen. But I know they will shoot a ton of threes, and they will crash the board hard. So, you know, we've got to be ready for that. And like I said, it's a tough matchup with Coach McCowan. But, you know, again, a guy that you have the utmost respect for because he's done it for so long, and he knows what he's doing. So you've always got to be ready and be ready to change, you know, as the game goes.
The AGWSR girls are 1-0 after a 39-34 win over BCLUW in last week's season opener. Trevin Smith led with 18 points and Josie Cooper had 11, but the team will look for improved shooting after a 31% performance and 0 of 13 mark from three-point range. It'll be the season opener for the Warriors, who are expected to return three starters from last year's 7-15 team. They'll be without the contributions of Grace and Bailey Mullahan, two of last year's starters who now attend Denver. Peyton Curley is the top returning scorer after averaging 6 points per game last year. The doubleheader will begin at 6:15 p.m. Find more sports at RadioOnTheGo.com and wherever podcasts are found. I'm John Mowinkle reporting.